Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Thursday morning to you. It is 8:21, 62 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports right here on WRHI FM 100.1 FM. Of course, I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We have been talking about the real ID for some time. It is 2020. We have until October to get our real ID. And if you're scratching your head, thinking, what are we talking about? We have brought in the experts to help us navigate the real ID. This is Andrew Woodhurst, and you're with South Carolina DMV. And Andrew, I know this is a crunch time for a lot of folks in South Carolina. I know state officials are somewhat a little worried because people are not getting the real ID as fast as they would like for them to receive the real ID. Because by early October, correct, we all need to have the real ID if we want to fly domestically as well as enter a federal building.
That is correct, yeah, by October 1st.
Okay, so some people might just say, well, I don't do a lot of flying and I don't need to go into a government building. I'm okay with my regular ID.
That's true, but it's still something you should really strongly consider just in case, you know, you don't want to have an emergency come up and then you're in that area where you may not be able to get on that airplane.
Yeah, you don't want to book a trip to Jamaica, get there to the airport after October the 1st, and go through TSA. When you get up to the line, they're going to say, no. So when we talk about the real ID, we're talking about what? After October the 1st, our driver's license will not be as compatible?
So real ID really just means, you know, a federal standard. It means federally compliant versus non-federally compliant. And they mark that on the license in every state, including ours, by a star. And it's guidelines that the federal government has set forth for what they'll recognize as identification. And they're going to start, you know, requiring that type of ID when you go to the airports after October 1st.
Now, South Carolina, we're not the only state that is also in the same situation. There are other states with us, though there are also other states that have implemented Real ID years ago. Well, let's talk about navigating to get your Real ID. So this is a brand new driver's license, correct?
It is. It looks very similar to the one you have now. Really, the only difference on the license is it'll have that star as opposed to having not for federal identification stamped across it.
Okay. So if we are getting our information together to get our Real ID, let's run through, if we can, the checklist of what everyone needs to bring with them to their DMV.
So generally, there's a few things you want to bring. You want to bring your birth certificate or passport, your Social Security card or proof of social, your, if you have a name change from what's on your identity document, meaning if you're using a birth certificate or if you have a passport and your name is changed from them, you'll need to bring in any court document that shows the name change, or you'll need to bring in like a divorce decree or marriage licenses that basically gives us a chain of, you know, name change, so we can see where we get from where we were to where we are now. And then you'll need to bring in some sort of proof of address, like a utility bill, an article of mail that's been mailed to you within 90 days or something to that effect.
All right, so let's look at these again. A proof of identity, government issue, birth certificate, or valid U.S. passport. If you are a certain age and you do not know where your birth certificate is, or if you can't get it, how do people go about getting their birth certificate?
So this happens quite often. You know, you've lost your birth certificate and, you know, you don't have a passport. So the unfortunate part is they do require us to have it. Then there's a few ways to get it. So a lot of times if you're able to contact the county that your original birth certificate was filed in, they have avenues to work with you to be able to get you a copy of that. And then another, you know, avenue that you can go through is, let's say if the county or place you were born in is kind of far away, you can go through the website vitalcheck.com and they can work with you there to try to get a copy mailed to you.
Or a valid U.S. passport. Valid is the key, right?
It cannot be expired.
There you go. All right. Also looking at a proof of Social Security number, a Social Security card, a 1099, or non-1099 and a W-2.
Correct.
So same thing. If you can't get access to your Social Security card, how do you go about doing that?
You have to go to that Social Security Administration building and kind of work with them to get a copy sent to you. But like I said, you know, a lot of people will have, you know, a few of the other things. The social criteria is probably the strictest, I have to admit. So just kind of take a look there and see if you can locate either your card or if you have a 1099 benefit statement or something like that. We can accept it. But just know if you have just your regular tax return and it doesn't include your W-2, they will not allow us to take it.
All right. Two proofs of current physical South Carolina address. Mm-hmm. Those are just – it could be two bills, correct?
It can be. Okay. Now, just one thing to note about that. It can be two bills, but it can't be the same two like companies. So it can't be like two consecutive Rock Hill Power bills. It's got to be from two different companies. So like if you have electric through one and then maybe gas through another, that would work.
Okay. And then proof of all legal name changes as you described right there. Yeah. And then there is a fee for this, right? $25.
They do charge a renewal fee. So, you know, unfortunately, if you've, let's say, renewed your license 2 days ago and you're like, man, I really need that real ID and you come in, they are going to force us to do another renewal fee for $25.
We're speaking with Andrew Woodhurst with South Carolina DMV about the importance of going ahead now and getting your real ID because of effective October the 1st of this year, 2020, October the 1st, you must have a real ID license or ID that's federally accepted to board a domestic or commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. To make our lives easier for us, the DMV is going to set up kind of like what pop-up spots.
They are. They're like they call them shark kits, but basically they're going to be little small places where we're going to set up a workstation and try to service the community in different areas as an outreach, you know, try to get as many people in there that may not be able to get down to a DMV to try to offer them the ability to get real ID.
And there will be in each of our three listening counties, Lancaster, Chester, and York, starting in March, and we'll give you those dates as we get closer. Again, state officials, they're not, you know, sounding the alarms just yet, but I do know that people are not getting the real ID as fast as you all would like them to get it, because come September, you don't want an influx of millions of people trying to get the real ID, because then the line's going to be really long.
Definitely, and definitely. We've seen an influx now, but definitely if you wait to the last minute, you're going to be in a world of hurt with the amount of people coming to get it. I firmly believe that.
So you make sure you just have all your paperwork. What other advice would you pass along to folks that say, oh, I have to go to the DMV. I have to do this again. Why are we doing this? I'll do it later.
Yeah. Well, my biggest piece of advice is, you know, DMV is obviously not probably people's favorite place to go. We get it, but we're there to help you. And we have a few avenues too if you guys have questions before you come in. You know, the website that they have now, the scdmvonline.com, is phenomenal. They've done a great job with it. It has a ton of information on it. And you can generally answer a lot of your questions there. And there's ways that you can reach and ask people questions there as well. Or during our business hours, if you have a question before you come in, you can actually call our call center at 803-896-5000, and there is a rep that will work the phone there in a call center that can answer generally almost any of your questions.
The best advice too is also just don't show up with some of the materials. Just double check, triple check,
yes,
and then quadruple check if
absolutely.
You can, right?
Yes,
because like you said, DMV might not be the first place we need to go, but we have to go there.
Yeah.
We business is conducted there. And then depending on who you are, you might qualify to a lot of this stuff online. And again, all that can be found online as well.
Yes, sir.
All right, Andrew, you guys just bracing yourself for a very busy next couple of months?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Well, there's a lot of help out there. Again, the real ID, you'll need it by October the 1st. If you want to board a domestic or commercial flight, enter a secure federal building or visit a military installation. And don't forget, starting in March through April, for at least us in our listening area, there'll be pop-up shops, little venues to kind of help you get your real ID. Andrew, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone with the South Carolina DMV to make sure we navigate all this. But you guys are here to help. And as Andrew said, there's so many different avenues to get you plugged in. If you don't have something, they're going to try to make it easy for you. Andrew, thank you so much, sir. We certainly appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.